USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Formal charges are expected later today against the man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband last week.
So right now it's specifically the striking of Mr. Pelosi's head with the hammer in a very violent manner that has led us to believe that we will file attempted murder charges.
San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins saying it plans to file criminal charges against the 42-year-old later Monday. The Fed Reserve is again eyeing an interest rate hike. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Federal Reserve is set to make a fourth straight rate hike in fighting inflation this week. The U.S. Central Bank has already pushed up the benchmark lending rates five times this year. Analysts say another 0.75-point hike is almost certain. The policy-setting Federal Open Market Committee starts its two-day policy meeting on Tuesday.
A large financial treat could be yours tonight as the Powerball jackpot stands at $1 billion. No one hit the top prize Saturday, and this will be the second largest Powerball prize in the game's history. The last time someone won the jackpot was August 3rd. Tickets are sold in 45 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Those looking for health insurance are able to begin enrolling in the government's plans starting on Tuesday.
Open enrollment for Obamacare is starting Tuesday. Last year, around 14.5 million people bought plans through the ACA insurance exchanges, and even more could sign up this time around. Prices are going up 4%, but that could be offset significantly through financial aid. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A quiet day in Washington, D.C., with the House and Senate not in session. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
50-year-old Richard Allen was charged with two counts of murder and the 2017 killing of two eighth graders in Delphi, Indiana. Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Carter says that the evidence will not be announced to the public yet.
For now, to me, it's about protecting the integrity of this case. I want to have an opportunity at some point to have an opportunity in court to explain the evidence and for that not to be tarnished or tainted or anything like that. Again, he's presumed innocent.
The two girls, 13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby Germain, were killed during a daytime hike in the small town. Allen pleaded not guilty in the initial hearing and is being held without bond. Republicans continue to strike an optimistic tone with the midterm elections just over a week away.
The recent CBS News poll says Republicans are projected to take control of the House. That party is also doing better with voters who say things in the U.S. are out of control. National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Rick Scott says he thinks Republicans will take at least 52 Senate seats.
Unbelievable support on the Republican side. Turnout looks better for the Republicans than Democrats, so I'm very optimistic that we're going to win. We have great candidates.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Week 7 of the NFL season wraps up with the Cleveland Browns hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. That game kicks off just after 8:15 p.m. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.